everyone. Welcome. My name is Claudia Mitura. I'm a work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. We are making a great progress in our 26-day alphabet of happiness boost. 8 letters down already. Thank you so much to everyone who has been tagging, sharing, and joining in with the campaign. If you are just tuning in, a warm welcome. As a reminder, each day I'm sharing a quick science-backed happiness tip, one for every letter from A to Z, inspired by my book, as we count down to the big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st. If you would like to join us to celebrate, sign up at thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. And also remember to keep tagging me in all of your posts on LinkedIn or Instagram for your chance to win one of the 3 signed copies of The Alphabet of Happiness. So thank you so much for coming back to listen. And today is our 9th letter, and it's I for innovation, which is very much about awakening our creative juices. I had such a fantastic opportunity to work on this particular letter and a chapter with Girijiya Kaimal, associate professor in creative art therapy at Drexel University, who really makes a bold statement. She says that creativity is something inherent in all of us, and innovation is absolutely fundamental to our survival. If you are not able to imagine, you are not able to thrive. I love that statement. It is very bold, but Girijiya makes that statement because creativity significantly boosts our happiness. By engaging in creative activities, which allow us to imagine and innovate useful and novel things, we experience an upward spiral of positive emotions that contribute to our happiness and feelings of flourishing in life. The creative process also boosts happiness because the brain uses creativity and innovation as a distraction tool. It helps us to release stress, a contemplation tool, allowing us to process difficult emotions and make space to plan again, and finally, a self-development tool, ensuring that our skill set and confidence grows. Research on this is very fascinating, and it shows that only 15 to 20 minutes of creative activity can really boost our confidence to better cope with our daily problems and challenges. And in the Alphabet of Happiness, I explore further how to have innovative ideas, how to step our creative capacity. And a great place to start is to schedule artist dates. So very much moments when we engage with other people, innovations and creativity, to get inspired, to get exposed to new ideas, to tell our brain, okay, let's create, let's think of something new. It could be visiting a photography exhibition, it could be attending a creative workshops, it could be attending a science talk. Any of that can spark new ways of thinking and inspire us to be creative. So the action for you today is, okay, what specific artist date activity could you undertake today? What kind of creative activity you could immerse yourself in, or maybe what kind of creativity you could explore to get inspired. So thank you so much for listening. If you would like a summary of all the letters so far, you can subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. Simply search for The Happiness Challenge. And as always, if you want to spread some happiness, tag a friend in your post about The Alphabet of Happiness for a chance to win one of those 3 signed copies of my book. I know I just keep repeating it over and over again, but I think it would be so nice if some people will win the book, and I'll be announcing the winners by the end of October. In the meantime, I see you very soon for another daily happiness boost, and I hope that you will have a great day with some creativity in it. Bye!